It was a whirlwind of activity for you, quite unexpected. You had finally come home to Drake Hall. You saw the place, but you could hardly believe you were actually there. And when you all arrived, it was still midday, and many of the hunters of Drake Hall were out and away. Some recognized you. Brother Rufus came over almost immediately. Older, you could tell. He definitely was older. Much more silver in his hair. But his eyes were the same. Still pale, but kind eyes as he smiled at you and welcomed you back, recognizing you from the young Catton kid who first came to Drake Hall. Silva was there also, the unicorn. Those two you would know, being longtime friends and adventuring companions of Cladow from his olden days. Although those are stories that he rarely tells himself, others tend to tell for him. But Cladow wasn't there. Until that night, when in the midst of the celebrating and the hunters all gathered around sharing tales and just taking in the atmosphere and remembering what it was like to be in this place, the door opened, the place fell silent as Cladow came in, flanked by three other Catton, as well as two that they were carrying in. One was taken on a stretcher immediately to the infirmary. The second one was being held along, hobbling on a bad leg, and he just took a seat, was quickly given a drink, and others set to trying to help him. Cladow looked around, pushed up to the bar, took a drink that was given him by Prin, the barkeeper, before looking over sideways at you. His Bengal tiger fur silvering in the face more strongly than you remember, but his arms were still strong, his back was still strong and his shoulders broad, and he just regarded you for a minute before knocking back the rest of his drink, turning to get ready to go, giving a few orders to the other Catton that were with him, and then looking over to you and saying, "Well, boy, there's four more of them held up in a cave not too distant from here. We go now, we'll be back by lunch tomorrow. What are you waiting for? Get your gear." And with that, you were swept up. Suddenly, off on a hunt with Cladow. And there was no denying him. There was no saying, "Oh, well, maybe not this time." And so you left. And none of the others were invited to come. But you went. And you force marched into the night, the several miles to the east to where the cave was. And when you got close, it was explained to you and the one other Catton that he brought that the dragons had already had quite a bit of a fight with them, and these ones were wounded, and they had tracked them to this cave, but were unable to take the cave with their wounded before. So the intention was to finish the job. The three of you mounted your assault on the cave. What you found was that one of the dragons inside had already expired from blood loss. The remaining three then fought on. And while two of them were felled in the cave, the last one did escape. And as that one escaped and got away, Cladow sent Dylan, the third Catton, back to the hall to let them know about the victory and to let them know where he was going before looking at you and saying, "All right, let's go. We'll not let this one get back north." And you followed him on. Tracked the dragon through the rest of the day. It was on into the next night that you finally came to where you could see from the blood where the dragon must be holding up. And after chasing it out of its new lair and fighting fighting it through some open woods while it kept trying to take off before a joint effort from you and Claddagh were able to ground the dragon. You finally felled it. And it was in that moment that we come to you. The dragon slain. Your strength is spent. Claddagh looks quite spent as well. Just kind of falls back against the dragon and chuckles as he wipes the blood and ichor from the edge of his spear. He says,
"Old boy, I'd say you washed the pup away quite well."
I have waited and waited and waited for this opportunity. Thank you for bringing me along.
Aye, well, I'd only bring one I could trust. I'm glad you're back. So, how's it been for you out in the wide world?
It's wider than I could have anticipated. There's so much more going on than just the hunting. It's still priority, but so many people, places, events going on. We tangled with some kind of god under a mountain, walked among giants and felt like a dwarf, took down some mammoths, spent time with some very, very fine people, the finest, and it's brought us here now, back full circle.
Sounds like you've had quite a journey. I don't deny I'd like to hear it, but there's something else we got to do before this one goes cold. Now, as I know it, as you say, you may have done many things and walked among giants, fought a god. I don't know about that. But I know that Barkus, that wee young lad who came into the guild so lost and alone in the world, has just put his axe in the brain of a dragon and earned his place at Drake Hall. And that needs to be celebrated.
And with that, he turns to the dragon and walks around to the side as he's loosing his own battle axe, and you see him bring it up, and he starts hacking down into the rib cage, cutting into the scales and starting to wedge them apart and break through the ribs as he begins digging into the carcass. About this time, you feel a tingle in your mind as Min calls out to you, just to check on you and see how you're doing.
I recognize that sensation. Is that you, Min?
And, Mako, you can go ahead and, play out the brief discourse if you'd like.
Barkus? Barkus, are you there? It's me.
I'm here. very, very here. Yeah, well, what have you all gotten up to? Sorry to have left so quickly, but this was an opportunity I couldn't miss. Just took down a dragon.
Congratulations. Walk around and try to feed them.
And, sure, Barkus will kind of amble around without... He's watching what Claddagh is doing, and of course, I think he probably knows, has an idea of what's about to happen, but he's going to look around, get a good look at the dragon, size it up. What What color, what size, what's the dragon look like?
So as you look at this dragon, this is a red dragon. It's a fire dragon.
Oh, nice.
It appears to be a full adult dragon. It was the group of them. They were all either adults, though probably pretty fresh adults. They weren't well matured, moving on towards the next stage, but they were all adults. There was two of them, I guess, out of the four, probably one of them that was a young adult. But it looked like it was a hunting party of adult dragons that you all took on. And so this is an adult red dragon. It is certainly huge. And even as you're walking around it and getting a look at the length of its claws and the horns kind of wrap down from its skull around its face, and the huge teeth and the tongue that's just kind of laid out. At this moment, you get a call to you from the side as Claddagh stands up, wrenching the heart out of this thing. And it's still steaming in the cold air as he yanks it up with one hand, just gripped deep into and kind of wrapped around a piece of the aorta. As he pulls it up, he's like, "What you doing, boy? Talking to yourself?"
No, it's a connection. My allies, my comrades, back in the city. It's this is worth sharing. And, do check in. Make sure I'm all right.
All right, well, when you're done talking to your friends from the big city, we've got some important business to tend to.
And he's already moving towards Claddagh. He's walking as he's talking.
And if Minkin hears this, she'll say, "Hey, we won't keep you from whatever you're doing. But we wanted to let you know that you're probably going to start heading a little bit further toward the east, a little bit further on your journey. If you wish, more than likely just come and pick you back up at the cleric hall. Shouldn't be too much of an issue."
Alright. If you're headed east, back toward the clock tower, I think. No, not the clock tower. They're headed to, what's the name of it again? It's the Rubel Fetter.
Yeah, the outpost on the northern shore of the Verdant Sea is called Nurlock.
Nurlock, that's it. Right. Anything? Well, I'll meet you on the road there, I suppose. Sounds good.
And we'll end the conversation.
Alright. And as you turn your attention, Barkus, you turn just in time to have a beach ball sized, but medicine ball weighted heart kind of slung over to you as Claddagh, now covered his whole front in blood from this dragon, just grins at you, takes his axe, hefts it in one hand before sinking it into the corpse of the dragon to leave it sticking out. He says, "Go on, boy. You've earned it. Now prove you're all the man that I believe you may just be."
Yeah. Without any hesitation at all, Barkus sinks his teeth in and starts to tear away chunks of flesh from the dragon's heart.
And as you do, it is raw, it is hot, it is bloody, it is irony. Make a fortitude save.
I will. Oh snap, my little spreadsheet's not up. 9 plus, off the top of my head, I feel like, we'll call it a 19.
is that? What'd you say, boy?
Oh, sorry. You disappeared. Afraid. Never mind. It's meta.
Right then. Well, you've done a good job. So, you're gonna join us in earnest? You're a dragon hunter now.
Well, that's a fine question. I'm wondering, Mr. GM, if I can take a look at this red dragon a little more closely, because I have a suspicion. Where are we on the map? How far are we from the North Lagus Mountains?
So, you guys tracked the dragons to the northeast, up along those mountains that are over the road. And then the dragons did try to retreat back, and you had to chase it back a little bit more, just due north. You're probably, if you had to take a point between the D from Drake Hall and the K and Craig Aaron Hills, about halfway, that's about where you're at, up on that second mountain.
So he mentioned the Pelagius Mountains, which I remember hearing the name, but I don't see them actually on the map.
So the entire mountain range is the Pelagius Mountain range. Primarily, the Pelagius Mountains would be considered that the mountains in and around Korthalia, because that's what the Korthalians call it, is the Pelagius Mountains, and they named them after their founder, Pelagius. So it is the common name to the mountain chain, but you get up into the north, and the Catton probably just always referred to it as part of the Craig Aaron Hills, something like that.
So the chain all the way from down close to Tilth Cyril all the way over toward the Dendrin coast?
Yeah, it's all the same chain of mountains. So if you ask a Korthalian, they would call that the Pelagius Mountains.
Okay. When does the side coming down over by Ravenspear also count toward that?
It is a part of the same range of mountains, yes.
It's one major mountain range.
It is. However, if I remember correctly, let me just look up the name really quick, but I think the dwarves have a different name for those mountains.
So my question ultimately was just, is this the red dragon that raised Barkus's home, killed his parents, and wounded him badly enough that he had to survive the winter on the mountain himself and almost died, and kind of kick-started his dragon blood? Is this the red dragon?
How long ago was this? How many years?
That would have been, if I remember correctly, Barkus's encounter with that red dragon would have been probably about 5 years previous.
It is possible.
Okay.
I
want to look back at whatever to see if it had any distinguishing marks or if he did anything to it that he'd be able to identify.
It's possible. There's more than one red dragon, but it's
sure.
Possible. And go ahead and do a knowledge history check.
Okay. plus 2 is 12.
Alright, you think back, it was terrifying. Taken unawares. The fire and the smoke, the death of your parents, your own wounds, the destruction that was brought so quickly upon you. It's difficult to remember really strong details right now. They may come back to you later. Sometimes those sorts of sharper memories just come back later as you're going. But right now, you can't think of anything identifying that would be specifically identifying that you would be able to trace to this dragon. But you know that it's a red dragon, just like that one was.
Well, it's very satisfying to have slain a dragon alongside Gladow, my cat. That's something, certainly. The question whether or not he'll stay is definitely something that's going to weigh on Breakfast for a little bit. But I think that for now... Alright, we'll slip back into it then. I'm not sure if I'll stay. It's something I've wanted for a very long time, but I'm not quite positive yet. I do know, though, that, and he pulls out some of his knives and things, I do know that this dragon's carcass has a lot to offer. And that's enough for me for now.
Okay. As you consider your future, where you're headed, you and Barkus stay there, or you and Gladow stay there. So you have time to try to take some things off of the body if you want. You can certainly take your trophies. Gladow's not really interested in trophies off of this one. He has enough trophies for him. It's just enough that there's one more dead dragon.
Sure.
So, but you are allowed to do that perfectly well. And meanwhile, we'll jump back in with everybody else. All right. Avalon's Finest. Battling against the trolls on this road, making your way to Nurlok. Unexpectedly, having come upon a barricade in the road, obviously a trap, but what can you do about it? When you went to go clear the barricade, you were set upon by 7 trolls, all of them up on a higher level, and throwing down chains with hooks to try to grab your cart and lift it up the mountain face to their level to steal it. You began to fight them. With Ruka teleporting up and beginning to battle, although losing her invisibility when she did so, Min also flying up, Dr. Ditto having flown up, but still being invisible. Philia, still down by the cart, I believe, but having released Alex the pony so that he too can aid in the defense. The trolls are all still up on the top, and while Philia has been shooting the arrows with lightning bolts into the chains, blasting the chains free and off of the cart, there are still 2 that are holding on to it. And it is at this point that we come back in. Min, you're at the top of the initiative. You can see all 7 trolls are still up on the ledge. 4 of them had thrown down chains, 2 of which have been knocked free. Or rather, one of them missed, and 2 of the remaining 3 have been knocked free, so there's only 1 chain still attached. The other 3 look like they're recovering, however. Before you, and fighting against Ruka, you can see 2 trolls, and behind them, about halfway between the 2 groups, you can see their leader, who appears to be some kind of a caster. What would you like to do?
Going to take stock of the situation, see that Ruka's in a little bit of danger, but still pretty okay, but I'm assuming she did see the caster casting.
You saw her raise her hand and point her finger at Ruka and fire off a beam of negative energy.
Good. Fair enough. Min will call out loudly, single word, revelation. And back in the cart, Ali Halim's going to start doing something. It's not going to have too much of an effect on the battle, but she needs to get it done anyway. And then she's going to fly up about 10 feet, close her eyes, and say, all right, we can do this. And she is going to start channeling as she starts casting a spell. And that will end her turn. And if you're curious, Alelim in the cart, hearing Min's word, will reach into his bag of holding and pull out something about a foot and a half tall, which is all wrapped in white cloth.
Okay. Ruka, it is your turn.
Having had her mind touched within the last couple seconds, her gaze shifts over to the caster as she says, we're not doing this again. And she will disappear from sight and reappear in front of the caster and unleash a series of attacks.
Okay.
And I just cut out, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
So, of note, Dimensional Dervish causes Dimension Door to be cast as a swift action, and as I linked earlier, swift action spells do not provoke an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
So, series of attacks, 26.
Okay, that's a hit.
Crit fail, 20.
20 is also a hit.
And an 18.
Okay, that's a hit.
Wow, okay. So that will be cumulative 43 points of bludgeoning slashing damage and 7 points of fire damage.
Okay, hold on to that for just a second. I'm going to ask for those numbers over again.
Okay, you going to want them total or itemized?
I will want them itemized. But give me just a second. Alright, okay. So what are the types of damage?
The primary attacks are bludgeoning slash slashing. So as I understand the rules, it counts as both.
Okay, very good. Any elemental damage?
There is fire damage in addition.
Okay. Alright, go ahead and give me your damage counts.
So you want them all separate or total of each type?
Total of each type, please.
Okay, 43 points of the bludgeoning slashing.
Okay.
And 7 points fire.
Okay, very good. And as you strike her, her viscous, acidic blood sprays out, and you would take 24 points of acid damage. But I believe you have a resistance to it that is up. Is that correct?
Immunity.
Immunity. Okay. Very well,
very
then.
Well then. So there's a flare of energy around her that just dissolves the acid before it gets to her.
Okay. Very good. That brings us to Dr. Ditto.
Out for a family emergency.
Okay, I hope all is well. Hopefully we'll find out soon. Moving on then, Philia. wondering why his chain got knocked loose. Or rather, he was forced to drop the chain. It is still hooked up, but it's loose.
How far away is he?
He's 40 feet up the mountain.
Alright, I'm gonna fire an arrow at him. Or several arrows.
Are you gonna use any of Mint's special arrows?
I think so. Alright, so I'm gonna fire him.
Okay, go for it.
Something.
That's a hit.
Look up how much damage those other arrows do. Can I use double shot for two charged missiles? Or?
Let me check real quick.
Can I use mini shot for that, or should I just save it for my second arrow?
So, to potentially help me.
Oh, yeah, it's a single. Okay. So, the first shot is. I'm using. Alright, the first shot I'm using mini shots though is just normal arrows. So it is altogether 11 points of damage and 2 points of fire damage.
Okay, and I would say that yes, you can fire 2 charged arrows.
Oh, I looked it up. It said you only can do 1.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so I'm gonna, for my second shot, I'm gonna, well, actually, I'm gonna start with my last shot. So, better. Alright, so just 1 more. Or 2 more arrows. Alright. 30 to hit.
That's a hit.
Points of damage and 1 point of fire damage.
Okay, and he is bloody.
Can't see any other of them, can I?
he's the only one.
Alright, so...
That's it.
This is a charged arrow.
Correct. I believe your ranger caster level is your level minus 3, I think. Okay. So as you fire your first shot with two arrows that sink into the troll, and he pulls back a little bit, but then looks down and catches sight of you, and his face wrinkles up in an angry expression as he realizes this is the little person who's been messing up his chain. Then you sink another arrow in, but he hardly twitches. Another arrow, your last arrow, you pull it back, and he doesn't even bother trying to dodge it because it's just a puny little arrow. And it hits him square in the chest and explodes with enough force from the electricity to stop his heart. As this look of surprise registers on his face, and his body, already leaned forward looking over the edge, just falls forward and lands with a heavy thud right next to the cart.
Alright. Oh, and my horse is gonna kick the chain. Oh, I guess... No. Yes. My horse is gonna kick the chain.
Okay. He tries. It's hard. From where he can reach, it's pretty well anchored into the side of the cart, and he's not able to dislodge it. Okay. That brings us then to the mother. And as the troll leader takes these attacks, she is going to take a 5-foot step, a away from Ruka before preparing to cast on Ruka again. And, yeah, she is going to go ahead and, she raises her hand and, yeah, I need you to make another will save. Okay, as she raises her hand, looks at you, and just snaps her fingers. And as she does, your thoughts suddenly seem to fly away from you. You're not sure what you're looking at, or what's going on around you. You're just not really sure. What's happening? So, that's her action.
Actually, hang on, that is a... what type of spell?
This is a mind-affecting compulsion enchantment.
It is enchantment? I have a +4 morale bonus. Does a 19 make a difference?
I'm afraid a 19 is not sufficient.
Oh, well, I tried.
It is almost sufficient, but it is not quite sufficient. Alright. You are subject to confusion, my friend. That brings us, however, to the other trolls, as they are going to set about the work to deal with the three remaining by the chains. They just saw one of their buddies get blasted with a bunch of arrows and then die. So two of them are going to actually go ahead and grab hold of their own chains and use them to kind of slide down, to quickly climb down the hill. And they use their turn essentially to get down to the ground level around the cart. As they drop down and as they turn to look at you, Philia, and then at your ponies, but mostly at you, you can see they grin with big toothy mouths, and they open their hands with their long claws. They look like they are very hungry and ready to take care of this little person. The third one, who's still up there, is going to basically take the turn to anchor his chain up there so that the cart is anchored. That leaves us to the other two that were fighting Ruka. And they're going to go ahead and make some attacks on Ruka.
Did they have to go after
her? Oh, that's true. Ruka moved. So, yeah, they're going to go ahead and go after Ruka. Min is visible, isn't she?
She is.
Where is Min at?
She is, I'd say, about 15 feet off the ground, maybe 20 feet away from the caster.
Okay.
Between the caster and the cart.
Okay, one of them, you're 15 feet off the ground. Alright, he's going to jump and see if he can reach you, because he is large. So he's going to make a quick acrobatics check to jump. That is a natural 20. So he is going to attempt a CMB to see if he can snatch you and pull you down to earth.
Okay.
Alright, does a 22 beat your CMD?
Not quite. Very, very close, but not quite.
Alright, he jumps up, he grabs a hold of you, but his hand slips, and you are not pulled to the ground. The other one is going to see what's going on up here, and he's actually going to run over, and he's going to hit Ruka. He's gonna go into flanking, and he's just gonna take a swing on Ruka. He's actually gonna try to bite you.
Flanking?
With the... Well, that's true. The troll mother stepped back, so it's not
stepped
flanking.
Stepped out of the way.
Yeah, so it's not flanking, but it is still... He went up behind you and bit you. It's a natural 18, so I'm pretty sure it's gonna go through. That should be a 26.
Against,
just AC.
AC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not even close.
Okay, that's fine. He doesn't know that. Okay, and that, I believe, is all of them, so we're back to Min.
Okay, Min will finish casting her spell. And the matron needs to make a will save.
Twenty-six.
Okay. She, as the light fades, she knows she needs to essentially kill the mechanical sandworm in order to escape the mindscape. And she does not have to wait long for her quarry to appear, as the mechanical sandworm appears in the same dunes that she set up before. And it's going to attempt to attack her. As she watches as the sand bursts upward in a shower of grit. Does a 21 hit her?
21 does hit.
She takes 31 points of bludgeoning damage. And he will attempt to grab. A 33 beat her CMD.
What is the natural roll?
A total of 10. Or natural roll is 10.
Natural roll is a 10.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that a 33, huh? Yep, that grabs her.
Awesome sauce. Then she is grappled, and it's going to constrict. And the sandworm will do 36 points of constriction damage as it just wraps around her, and you watch as its the sectioned mouth opens up and attempts to just swallow her, and its teeth all the way down.
Okay, and I've failed to do this so far, but I believe that was only one attack, correct?
That is correct. And it does intend to take a second if...
Okay. That's fine. Go for it.
Okay. If she is not... if she's still kicking, still fighting, it's going to release and attempt to hit her again.
Okay. Go for it.
Hit.
What is your natural roll?
An 8.
Yes, it does.
So, awesome sauce. It's going to drop her, quickly switch around to the other side and strike at her from the other side. As it has almost max damage for 42 points of damage. Is she still fighting?
She's still standing.
Okay, good to know. It will attempt to grab and constrict once again. Natural is a 5. And if she is going to allow that to stand.
Yes.
That's a total of 28 against her CMD.
28 is enough. Just
okay.
Barely, but it's enough.
30 points of constriction damage.
Okay, she's looking pretty rough.
Okay, and that will end Shai Hulud's turn.
Alright, and as you have damaged her multiple times, is your construct immune to acid?
It is not.
He takes 32 points of acid damage.
Is that per hit? He does have hardness.
Yeah. Okay, so it would be per hit. The first one is 7. Second one is 5.
So
the third one
sitting at 2.
So the third one is 11.
Okay, so total of 8.
And the fourth one is 9.
Okay, total 12. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, very good. Ruka, it is your turn.
So does she have the status effect confused?
You are subject to the confusion spell, so I need you to go ahead and roll a percentile and tell me what you get.
So, out of curiosity, part of the confusion spell is any confused character who is attacked automatically attacks its attacker on its next turn, as long as it's still confused when the turn comes. So would she turn back and attack the troll that attempted to bite her?
I think so, yeah. Yep, you would. So go ahead and make your full round of attacks on that one troll.
That is getting annoying. But 21, actually.
Okay, 21 to hit.
21 for the percentile.
Okay, so in this case, you don't actually have to worry about that. Because if you are confused and you are struck by someone, you automatically attack them. So go ahead and make a full round of attacks on the troll that bit you, or that attempted. Do they have to actually hit, or do they just have to attack?
Just attack. Any confused character who's attacked automatically attacks its attackers.
Yep, so go ahead and make a full round of attacks on that troll.
Okay, lowest to hit is a 19.
They all hit.
And two of them are crits.
Yep.
So 66 points of bludgeoning slashing damage.
Alright.
And 27 points of fire damage.
Yeah, as you eviscerate this troll, you just shred him. And that was how many attacks?
4 attacks. Do
well,
I need to break him down specifically?
No, you're immune to the acid anyway. Completely destroy this troll. He was already hurt. It just made sense in his mind to attack you, and he wasn't aware of the confusion spell that put on you, so he just stepped into that one. But he is now dead, so you are 2 trolls down. You are still confused, however. You'll be confused for a while still.
Unfortunately, and there's no one else within range to attack if there were leftover attacks?
No, not within range. So making a full round, the best you could do is a 5-foot step. So, and at this point, the matron is down on the ground. She's essentially unconscious, so she's not a threat to be drawn towards. There is another troll over by Min. Here's a question. When Min created this mindscape, she went into it, correct?
Correct.
Which means her body fell from 15 feet up, correct?
I'm not sure if the spell flight causes you to fall, or if you just stay in place. I'm not sure. You can rule that if you'd wish.
If the ruling was the character is not helpless, then...
Let's see... Using a fly spell requires only as much concentration as walking. So, ordinarily, you can attack and cast spells normally. However, when you go into the mindscape, you generally are not able to continue walking. So, I would treat this... similarly to if the spell's duration expired while you were still aloft, you would fall slowly. But it's not going to keep you up in the air.
That's fair.
So you will float down in an unconscious state to the ground. All right. We will see what happens with that when we get to it. Dr. Ditto, it is your turn. So, Dr. Ditto, this is what you see in front of you. The matron just dropped.
Celtic might still be out.
Oh, he's still out. That's too bad.
Forgetting that he said he had to leave.
He is greater in Viz and flying, so probably nothing's going to mess with him.
Put me in, coach. Put me in.
Well, the thing is, it's not that I'm concerned about his safety in the match. I'm concerned that he's probably the difference between a couple of dead characters.
Yeah. His role in the party is now here. Suddenly, the camera pans back to Marcus as we wait to see what will happen to our intrepid adventurer.
If he has dispel, it would be very useful.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he has dispel. Okay. Well, let's see.
I kind of think we'll still survive, but you know, I could eat those words later.
All right. Well, what do you guys want to do? We can either just put a pause on it and wait, or we can go forward. It's up to you guys.
I think we might be okay with going forward.
And like I said earlier, I second that.
I guess if someone dies or something, you could pause it there to see if we could be revived. I don't know.
Pause it within time of Breath of Life.
Alright, see, we just lost 91. This is going to be my... Okay, I can flip over there, but... We just lost 91, so. So at this time, I'd just like to take a moment and thank our sponsors tonight for sponsoring our amazing broadcast.
So the Bard's Lore store?
Yeah, yeah. Bard's Lore has done so much for us. And of course, Lorian and Honoru who run that, and Steele who keep those things going behind the scenes. Fantastic job from our sponsors, and thank you so much for letting us do what we do. Also, if you want to get a discount at the Bard's Lore store, then you can feel free to go there and just enter the code "This is not a discount code" at checkout, and you won't get a discount, but there are really great minis that you can find there. You may find your character. If you don't, then I suggest buying one and making a character for it. So are all good options.
If I go to the actual place where the minis are made, can I get a discount on shipping?
Yes. If you want to pick them up at our location in the Caribbean, then we will throw in a free lunch and trip to the beach as well.
Sounds like an unbeatable deal.
All for the low price of a round trip ticket.
Which right now are very cheap, depending on where you're at.
This is true.
Is it considered safe to go to the island?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Hey.
You got your computer unfrozen.
I did.
Alright. I think we will jump back over. Barkus, at this point, you have spent... the better part of the morning, and it's about midday. You have gotten everything that you wanted off of that dragon, that you felt like you could get off of that dragon. You've shared some tales back and forth with Barkus, and laughed together, had
ready to start heading back to the guild. And so he kind of stands up, cracks his neck as he rolls his shoulders.
All right, then. Well, I think that's about it for this one. And the rest is for the birds. Shall we go back to the guild? Tell me about these friends of yours that you've come up with. They look like a sorry lot. They're really all that, as you said.
Well, where to begin? Quite a time. I'm not sure if you recall, you handed me these, and he gestures to the two axes that he carries with him. He gave me these when I was here last. I picked up a few smaller axes along the way to get proficient with throwing some of the little ones. Became pretty all right. Learned to juggle, and that got me roped into a traveling troupe of performers from one end of this landmass to the other. It's served me pretty well. Each of them comes from a rather peculiar and unique sort of background, but at the same time, we've all been through some rather gruesome, grueling forays, I suppose.
Aye. Well, that's the kind of thing of...
And Marcus actually is going to turn to Claddagh, and he's got this kind of look on his face of a very, very serious contemplation. You'll forgive me for maybe jumping into something a little personal. But Huntmaster, I have to ask, I've been walking around with these, and he gestures at his horns, for nigh on 5 years now, at least the beginnings of them. And it's the oddest thing. The powers that they lend me are great, and folk don't seem to really pay it that much attention. Even you seem to overlook them somewhat. Why do you think that is? If we're striving against dragons here, and I'm not questioning the striving, do you know if there's any kind of good that a dragon's blood can bring about?
And Claddagh takes a deep breath. He walks over to you. How big are your horns?
Point. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now.
Okay. At this point, Barkus's horns are probably a good foot long. They kind of start right above his brow, and they stretch back the inspiration for these Arthanax in Skyrim. There's two larger ones on the top, and the bonier ones kind of protruding off to the side. The figurine that I did on Hero Force recently is a pretty good representation of where he's at right now. They may get bigger, but right now they're looking a lot fuller, and he's not quite sure how he feels about that.
Then Claddagh comes over, and he reaches up and he grabs your horn, and he pulls it down, kind of uncomfortably so, but he will pull it down unless you resist him. But he'll physically kind of pull you into almost a kneeling position as he looks him over. Before still holding it, he'll like tilt your head back so you're looking up. Exposing your neck, by the way, and looking you straight in the eyes, say,
day that you turn into one of them, unhere. And he kind of thumps your chest with the flat of his axe. The day that you turn into one of them here, I'll gut you myself. But until then, this doesn't matter. It's what's inside a warrior that makes you worth anything. Strength and bone, size, doesn't mean a thing. I've seen greater deeds done by folks smaller than you'd expect. It's the heart that matters.
Wow.
Now don't start crying on me. And he kind of gives you a shove off to the side.
That's good. Crying. I'm not crying.
Now, I'll tell you this. I've not seen it before. You're the only one I know of, like, so. But Rufus has said something about it when you left. I didn't pay much mind then. Mentioned that he thought he saw something different about you, and he's got a bit of medical head and all that, being a cleric, so I suppose he's got eyes to see that sort of thing. But if you've got blood of these things in your veins, well, if they give you the power to kill them, then I suppose you should thank them. After you killed them, of course. But I mean what I said. If you feel your heart start to turn, it's better a warrior's death than a dragon's death.
It's true. That's fair. And, never felt like a dragon. Just spit, freezing blasts. And drawn steely claws like one. It is pretty handy.
Boy, you mean that you breathe out ice of fire or something like that? Well, now I've heard of that sort of thing. Those mages and all their magical nonsense that they do. Hey, Rufus told me about all that. Said you can do all sorts of crazy things with magic. Don't trust it myself, but it's not. You know, I mean, maybe some folks need it to measure up.
Well, Barkus has definitely used his magic, but he does also, and he'll kind of glance over and say, the way I look at it, this, and he holds up the axe, and this, and he kind of breathes out, and there's a little hiss of freezing kind of puff there. He says, we're very well in tandem, and whatever it takes, we're gonna win the day. We'll see our people strong again, back in the rightful place. Although I do suspect, and a friend of mine has been making some allusions, some inquiries, I suppose. There may be more to learn about beasts, what varieties there might be, than we currently know. If nothing else, my travels have taught me there's always something to learn. Something in a book, something in somebody's stories. Never quite have the whole picture. Beginning to suspect I'm not even like any of the dragons I've ever seen. He kind of shows that he pulls up he deactivates the sleeves of many garments and kind of gestures to the sort of silveriness of the scales on his arms. Says, does that remind you of the weapons of the Tylor? It's not blue. And it's not white. There must be something else out there. I'll find it. I'll find it.
Right, well, I'll give you this. I don't recognize it. It's certainly not like any dragon that I've seen. When you find it, ask it if it's a dragon on the inside. And then he just kind of lifts up that axe and grins a little bit to you. That being said, one day, we'll have our lands back. The Catton will be returned to the glory. No more hiding down in the south, pretending to be Cartholians. Nah, none of that. The day will come, we'll be back here. And the dragons will be gone. And it'll be good to have you by my side.
The Mackay have ever stood at the ready when the Mackatten have called. I appreciate that. It's good stuff.
So he will motion for you to follow him, and he'll begin making his way back towards the guild. But as you look out from where you are, you can see the verdant sea down and away to the southeast. You can see a little bit of that road and the direction that your friends must have traveled. They'll be on that road somewhere. Although, in all likelihood, they've made it a pretty fair pace towards Nurloc at this point. Do you want to go back to the Hunter's Guild with him? Hunter's Guild. To Drake Hall with him?
Let's see. I would really, really like, as a player, for Barkus to have some spark of intuition. How far I'm sorry, I didn't catch last week's session. I wasn't able to catch up. How far ahead are they? Is it at all possible that with the timeline laid out as it currently is, he would be able to make it to wherever they are, follow along?
Min did say that she would pick him up at Drake Hall. However,
okay, then
You can see the road, but you don't know about where they'd be at on that road. And unfortunately, you are too far to hear the sounds of battle.
Right, okay. No telepathic resonance or feedback or anything. Okay.
Yeah, I'm afraid you don't have the means of starting that.
About tracking. Okay. You're a ranger, right?
That's true. I mean, it all seems like it's towards. He's headed back to Drake Hall for now.
Okay. You're headed back. So that will bring us then, in interest of wanting to actually finish this fight. Tonight, we are going to jump back in. And we'll just say that Dr. Ditto is essentially holding his action. And as soon as he gets back, he'll have the opportunity to do maybe a little bit extra.
Sure.
All right, that brings us to Philia then.
Okay, so do I see any more trolls?
Yes, there are two that just slid down their chains, and they look like they want to eat you. They also look very confident.
All right, then. I'm going to stick arrows into at least
34 hits.
Is 9 points of damage and 11 points of fire damage.
Okay, very nice.
I'm gonna pull out a charged arrow, my next one. And does a 21 hit.
Yes, it does.
Five points of damage, 2 points of fire damage, and 17 points of electric damage. And a charged arrow.
Okay, this one looks very badly hurt.
Oh, I forgot to add. Yes, I rolled like 3 ones. Actually, yes, I did forget to add the level one. Hold on. Yeah, 8 more points of damage.
Okay. He looks mortally wounded, but he is still standing. Just barely.
With red tips and told you very specifically don't touch these tips, but use them as you see fit. So these are actually separate from the charged arrows.
Alright, well right now she is just using a charged arrow on this one. Did I get stats for those arrows, or is that just... I guess I'll use them at some point.
Do you have any more attacks?
One more. Shoot it again, I guess. Same one.
Okay, go and make your attack roll. A 28, that is a hit. just completely obliterate him. Alright, and as you shoot him with this charged arrow, and then the lightning explodes out the back of his head, his corpse just falls, crumples to the ground, still smoking from the electricity. Alright, very good. That brings us...
Alex is still gonna kick that chain.
Okay,
he's
go for it.
I'm gonna try to kick it for 19.
Okay, that's a hit. Roll damage.
He's just doing a hook attack, so is it just, it says times two, so is it double the damage, or do you do it twice?
You would just do it twice. Two attacks.
Okay. So, 5 points of damage.
Okay.
On the second one, it would only be 8, so that probably wouldn't hit, right?
Total 8. No, unfortunately. I mean, you hit, but it's you don't hit it hard enough to do damage.
So, okay. What, Min's like floating from somewhere?
Min is about 40 feet above you, and she has floated down to the ground, so she's out of sight. Okay, that brings us then to the matron, the mother troll, and she is currently being grappled by this construct, so she is going to go ahead and, she's gonna go ahead and attempt to cast a spell.
Concentration check?
Yeah. Alright, so what is the DC for the concentration check based on? It's your CMB, I think?
Correct.
So CMB plus the level of the spell, and that's like 15 plus those things? Is that correct?
Sounds right. Pulling it up right now. DC 10 plus grappler CMB plus the level of the spell you're casting.
Alright, so it is a 5th level spell, and what is your CMB?
For grappling, it is a plus 23.
Okay, so that's 38. Okay, well that's a good roll.
As a note, and I'll ask you this question, I believe you can still take attacks of opportunity while you're grappling someone. If you'd rather not rule it that way, I am totally fine with it. But that would be his intention.
Yes, so yes, you will be able to, but it will be after the spell is cast, because it's an instantaneous cast.
That's fair.
Alright. So, she. What did you say the DC was?
I think you said 38.
Yeah, 38 sounds right. Which I believe she makes. Because that is. It's. Because she rolled a 19. She gets to add her caster level. And then she gets to add. She has combat casting. So. Yes. Alright, she makes it. So she is going to go ahead and she uses Flame Strike on it.
Okay. Assuming reflex saving throw?
Let's see. It is reflex to half, correct?
Total of 12 on the reflex save. Probably not.
Not gonna be enough. So, do you have fire immunity? Or
it does not.
Resistance? Alright, then you
just
take...
Just hardness.
Okay, so you will take 62 points of damage. Half of that is radiant damage. So, it would not be affected by fire resistance.
Fair, and I'll just take the 5 off of the fire damage.
Alright, so that's 5 off, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so you would take a total then of 57 points of damage.
He's looking super hurt. Definitely super bloodied. Very close to mortally wounded. And he's going to retaliate for that because he is down to single digit hit points.
Okay, go for it.
Above a 30 to hit?
What's your natural roll?
18.
I'm gonna go ahead and misfortune it.
Alright. A total of 28 to hit.
It's still a hit.
Ooh. Very, very good damage roll. As he comes around and you just watch as his mouth begins to slowly close down on top of her, and the teeth on the inside begin to peel and pierce, he does 42 points of bludgeoning damage from his slam attack.
All right. She is looking pretty bad.
Well,
how much total was it?
42. 4 and a 2.
Yeah, she is looking mortally wounded level of bad.
They seem to be just about even.
Okay. Alright, well that is all that she can do. This brings us back to the other trolls. The one sees Min has just floated down on the ground next to him. He also sees Ruka just utterly eviscerate his comrade. So he is going to pick up Min and... I don't think he's going to attack Min. He's just going to pick up Min. And, essentially prepare to use her like a club. And he's going to go over towards Ruka. But that's all of his action. The other one who has affixed his chain is going to go ahead and drop down to go deal with Philia at the cart. And then the one that is down at the cart is going to see if he can kill Philia. So he is going to run up to Philia, and he is going to attempt to bite her. But that is not a great roll. Does a 17 hit you, Philia?
Nope.
Okay, so he snaps. He is right on top of you, so you're going to have to be be concerned with reach, but he does miss, so there's that. That brings us then back around to Min.
Alright, Min is just going to continue to tell Shai Halud to continue to try to finish the fight. And Shai Halud will release the grapple, and... Ooh, terrible roll. Does an 18 hit?
An 18 just barely hits.
But
it does.
He is super thin. That was definitely not one of his best rolls. Rolls okay on damage. As he is starting to fall apart, you can see holes and daylight through him as he comes back around, releases, snaps, throws her to the ground, rears its head back up like a cobra, and you watch as some of the plates seem to spread outward, almost like it's creating a hood of some sort before it slams back down and does 34 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right. With that, she crumples to the ground.
Excellent. And you watch as he just continues to wrap around her, almost like a snake wrapping around a mouse as soon as it's struck. Would Min be able to take the free action to say, be defeated?
Yes, but this is going to count as your turn. You'll essentially be coming back out, but yes, you can do that.
Yep, Min would just like to be aware again. And as she said that, says that, you watch as it drops its prey, rolls over, and the mindscape collapses. And Min opens her eyes, seeing that she's being cradled very lovingly in the arms of a troll. And she's like, we could talk about this first. Could you at least buy me some flowers? And that will end Min's turn.
Alright. Ruka, I do need that percentile roll now.
95.
Okay, you attack the nearest creature. So, there's a troll, and there is Min. Now,
it's unlikely that you will.
Yeah, Min is essentially an object, although she did just come back to consciousness. But she's being carried by it. The troll is obviously the one in control. So I would say yes, you would attack the troll. However, the troll is not all the way up to you. You will have to move and attack.
Yeah, so... It doesn't say anything about using full force or anything, so take a move action to move and a standard action to attack. For the top one, does a 15 hit?
15 does not hit.
Yep, okay. So he misses then.
Okay, that brings us back to the doctor. Who is just trying to get a feel of the situation and help out where he can. Philia, you have a troll right in front of you and another one that just dropped down behind him.
For the red-tipped arrows, can I shoot one of them with another arrow?
Sure, they're just arrows.
So I will shoot two arrows into the one that's closest to me, and I'm actually going to take a step back, if possible.
Okay, so you take a 5-foot step back. However, he is large and has reach, so you are still in his attack range. If you would prefer to take a move action to get away from him, he's still going to get an attack opportunity.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I have point blank shot anyway, so I'm going to just
is going to attack of opportunity bite you, and then you can make that attack roll.
Huh?
He gets an attack of opportunity on you.
The point blank master. That's no attack of opportunity when firing.
Okay. Point blank mastery. Is that it?
Yep.
Dacostas wants to comment.
Yes, I've looked into making a character with point blank mastery. Point blank mastery means you do not provoke an attack of opportunity when you're using a ranged weapon.
Very cool. Then by all means, make your attack roll.
Twenty-eight to hit.
That's a hit. Roll damage.
1 of the arrows is gonna be normal. The other one's gonna be this mysterious red tipped arrow that made me. If she shoots him with one of the red tipped arrows, he does need to make a will save DC 20.
Okay, he passed. He rolled a natural 19.
Okay, so he would take half damage. So if you could roll an additional 6d6 and then half that damage.
Alright, so the regular arrow did 6 points of damage, plus 5 points of fire damage, and 12 more points of damage.
Okay.
Alright, I guess that was the poison arrow. I forgot to do the other arrow. Damage different, do you?
I don't. I do need to know if you used it though.
If I use fire damage?
Yes.
Well, all it's actually longbow, so all of them are gonna have fire damage.
Alright. Okay.
Okay. Alright, two more shots. How does that guy look?
He is definitely bloodied.
I'm not going to take any chances. I'm just going to use a charged arrow on him. Try to push him off. Okay, so ...31 to hit.
That's a hit. Okay, you kill him. However, even as you do, each of your arrows slamming into him, piercing his skin, and allowing his acidic blood to spurt out, you take 36 points
of acid damage. Alright.
Wait,
brings
one more arrow.
Okay. Okay, you have one more. Yes, this guy is down. Go for it. There's one more by
the
card.
Guy. Yes, shoot him. Okay. 30 something to hit.
That's a hit.
Charged arrow would be 34 points of damage.
Okay, very good. He is bloodied.
Oh, my horse can kick him too.
Okay, you will only get one kick since Alex has to move over to him to kick him. Okay. Alex misses. That brings us then to the troll. He got shot by you, and then Alex came over. He is going to go ahead and... he's going to attack Alex. He goes for a bite. Does a 25... hit Alex.
Yes.
All right. Does a 15 hit Alex?
No.
All right. And does a 22 hit Alex?
Yes.
Alright, then his bite deals 7 points of damage to Alex. Then his claws deal 6 points, and another 13 points. Alright, very good. That's him, and then there's the one that's holding Min. Cradling is maybe a little bit too sensitive of a way to describe the way that he's holding Min. It's almost more like the way you would hold a cat by the neck. And he is going to, since Ruka came up to him, he's going to go ahead and take a full round and just... try to beat Ruka with Min. That's only a 21. And that is a natural one. So, Min, you are getting now flung around wildly as this troll attempts to hit Ruka with you.
flings you both times. The second time, you don't contact Min. The first time, you definitely contacted her, bouncing off of her armor. But he is still holding on to you. That brings us to Min's turn.
Min would like to get out, please. And yes. She is going to attempt to escape the grapple, and she will also burn pewter and adalumen in order to do so.
Okay, so are you casting a spell?
An immediate action spell, yes.
Okay, so attack of opportunity for casting a spell?
Too quick, unfortunately. It needs to be a standard action spell for attack of opportunity. This is a little bit faster than that.
Okay. So what is the spell?
It is a burst of adrenaline. She's just going to increase her strength score in order to try and get out. So for her next attempt, she gets a plus 8 to her strength score.
Okay.
And I've never successfully managed to get out of a grapple, so I'm going to need to look up how to try that again.
You roll either Escape Artist or CMB against their CMD to break the grapple. If you break it, you end your turn, but you are free.
Good to know. Okay. Okay. A great roll. That is a total of 37 against the CMD.
That's enough. As you take advantage of the wild throw, where he seems to almost lose grip, and then you very quickly twist and roll out, and you get away from him.
And that ends my turn.
You did it!
I am free! The first grapple I've escaped. I didn't die.
Alright, Ruka, it is your turn. Go ahead and roll a percentile.
85. Did Min still have a move action after all of that?
She did not.
My turn. Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, 85. You attack the nearest creature. High or low?
Hi.
All right. You make an attack on Min.
An attack or a full round of attacks?
Attacks nearest creature.
I'm good either way.
I used a full round of attack against the other troll, so.
That is true, and it is fair.
High or low?
Let's go high again.
Alright, you make a full round of attacks.
Fortunately, I don't think any of these can hit. 27, 27, 25, and 31.
Only the 25 misses. The rest hit.
Oh, lovely.
So I will need the damage individually.
Okay, first round, 13 normal, 5 fire.
Okay, noted.
8 normal, 3 fire.
Noted.
Miss. Rend for 13 normal.
Noted.
Does DR apply to Rend?
I think so.
Okay, then the last one is 9 normal, 1 fire.
Okay, you claw and strike and attack Min, but as you do so, you hear the sound of screeching metal as Min seems fine. wide-eyed and is just like, I think you need to take a timeout.
There's weird, sparkly, dark things floating in her eyes.
Yeah, her pupils are dilated, the blood veins are kind of popped, and there's a little bit of bleeding in the corner of her eye, and Ruka does not look herself.
And we'll note this for later.
That brings us back with Dr. Ditto, and then to Philia. Philia, there is still one troll, and he just attempted to kill your pony.
Shoot him with a red tipped arrow for the first shot.
DC 20, will save.
Ooh, with a natural 2, he fails.
So full damage, and he is now staggered for the next minute. So he can either choose to make a move or make a single attack, but he can no longer full round attack. That's correct.
Okay, he looks nearly dead as you hit him with the arrow. And is it fire damage from these arrows? Or is that what the red tip is?
Well, fire damage is from my Ashwood longbow.
I know that. What is the red tip? The 66 damage?
It is psychic damage.
Okay, so not necessarily highly visible, but he looks very messed up from that shot.
Alright, I'm gonna shoot him again. It was a natural 1.
Okay, you go to fire, and the arrow kind of flops a little bit off the string, and you don't lose the arrow, but you do have to give up that shot.
Alright, I'm going to try that again. I'm going to get a... Twenty-eight to hit.
That's a hit. Alright, and with that, you shoot him, and he falls backwards into the wall before sliding down in a heap. And he is dead, as You've just slain three trolls that came down off of the hill.
Alright.
Okay, very good.
Probably I'm gonna call Ag over to me. Just for our next turn.
Okay. Alright, then that brings us back up to Min. Min, what would you like to do?
Min is looking around and she sees that Ruka does not seem herself. So what she's going to do is she is actually going to fly behind. There's only one troll left, correct?
Yes, there is.
Pretty sure she can't kill him in time. So she is actually going to fly behind the troll, make sure that he is between Ruka and herself, and she's going to start casting. And that will end her turn.
Okay, you begin casting. The troll gets an attack of opportunity. How far behind the troll are you?
She would have provoked the attack of opportunity while moving, so she would have moved about 10 feet behind him. So yes, he will get an attack of opportunity.
All right. Well, that is a natural one, so what can you do? He is a little too distracted with Ruka right now and trying to figure out why she just tried to kill her friend and why her friend sounded like metal. He's got a few things to think about. Apparently he missed his attack. Alright, Ruka brings it back to you, so go ahead and roll a percentile.
35.
Alright. You do nothing.
But babble, make weird noises.
Yep. Alright, that brings us back through Dr. Ditto's turn. Philia, it is your turn.
Alright, can I see any of the other trolls?
No, you cannot.
Can I see any of my friends?
No, you cannot.
So where are they? Can I tell?
You know that they all went up that ledge and over it. There are still some chains if you want to try to climb up.
Alright, I will.
Okay, go ahead and give me a climb check. And I will give you an extra +4 because you have a very sturdy chain that you can climb up.
No, I was trying to hack away at it.
Well, there's still the one that is attached. So, you can climb that easily. Alright, a total of 12. You get about a third of the way up. Alright, that's going to bring us to...
Can I go again?
That is your full action. So you're climbing up. Alright, that's going to bring us then to the last troll. He sees what's happening, and he is going to turn around, and he is going to attempt... to grapple Min and break her spell casting.
That's fair. It makes sense. That's what I would do.
Alright, that is a 27.
27 is successful. So now Min needs to make a concentration check.
Grappling is a attack of opportunity valid action, yes?
Yes, but you are doing nothing.
You will not make attacks opportunity against any creatures not already devoted to attack. Yeah, there was a turn in the middle, right? Never mind.
Pretty sure that's
Okay, so 19. His CMB bonus is a 10. Plus your spell level.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been able to cast a cantrip at that point. So 10.
That's right, yeah. That would be a total of 20, because 10 plus is 10. So.
Yep. So she loses the spell.
Alright, and he has you grappled. So. Alright, that brings us then around to Min, who is next.
Min is going to say, "Really, sir, you're just not my type." And she's going to attempt to break out of the grapple again.
And once again, burning Pewter and Adalubin. Okay. I think that's actually the same roll that I had before. No, I think it's one less, so. So it's in the 30s.
That would be enough as you break out of the grapple.
Okay, and that would end my turn.
Okay, Ruka, we're back to you. Make a roll.
36. Still babbling in Abyssal.
Yep.
How many rounds has this been?
You're up to 7 rounds. Still got a little ways to go. Dr. Ditto, once again. And then Philia. Philia, go ahead and make another climb check.
A natural one.
A natural one? Go ahead and give me a reflex save. Okay, you do not fall down, but you do slip, and it takes all of your effort to hold onto the chain and get yourself resituated as it begins to buck and swing a little bit wildly side to side. But you're able to hold on, and you'll be able to continue your ascent next round. That brings us then to the troll. The troll sees that you got out. Come back. As he reaches out, and he's going to attempt to grab you again. This is not as good, though. This is only an 18.
She manages to get away as she just slaps his hand down to the side and says, "No, no, no, no."
And he looks like that, actually, he wasn't expecting that, and that kind of hurt, and he kind of, like, rubs his hand, and he's like,
"You mean.
I am sorry that your feelings got hurt."
He doesn't really know what to do with you. He's just like rubbing his hand. You weren't supposed to slap it. But that does bring it to your turn.
Okay. One of her better spells takes too long to cast, because he's going to grab her again. So, is he looking bloodied? Is he looking hurt?
He's looking a little bit hurt, but he's not bloodied.
Okay. In that case, Min is going to back up again, which will provoke an attack of opportunity.
Yep.
As she's just unintentionally stringing him along.
Alright, that would be a 23 to attack.
That actually misses. She reaches out again and she just slaps with the other hand and says, "Alright, no, 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 let's talk. Use your words. I think this is the first time that you've tried this." And she is going to cast a second level spell this time. And she is going to use 4 frenetic points, and she's also going to use her silver, powdered silver. Now she's going to use 4 frenetic points with overpowering mind, and also a dose of silver for an alchemical component to bring the will save up to 22.
Okay, and what is this will save for?
She is attempting to drag his mind into the Golden Fields the old way. Instigate psychic duel.
Okay, that he does not pass the save, as both you and he drop to the ground unconscious, and he finds himself in the Golden Fields, quite unsure why he is there.
In the middle of the fields, there's actually a picnic table with, you know, checkered tablecloth and, no, 2 candles. He says, see, this is the proper way to do it. Let me teach you. That will end Vin's turn.
Alright, Ruka, it's your turn.
Roll number next. 75. Oh, lovely.
Okay, 75. You deal a d8 points of damage plus your strength modifier to yourself with the item in your hand. Do you stab yourself with hiking?
Basically, because if I understand the way this will go properly, she has nothing in her hand, but as a monk, she is considered armed with her fist.
So Ruka punches herself in the face.
Basically, for 13 points of damage.
Alright. That is the end of your turn.
Yep.
Alright. Dr. Ditto, unsure of what's going on, is continuing to observe and take notes. Philia, go ahead and make another climb check.
That's better. Well, climb is strength, I didn't know. Okay. No wonder I'm so wimpy at it. Okay. 24.
Okay, 24 is much better. You make it to the top. So it takes your full action, but you do get to the top. And as you come to the top, you can see Ruka standing a little ways away, and you can see Min, and there's several troll bodies laying on the ground. Min looks to be unresponsive next to one of the other trolls. Both of them appear to be unresponsive. That will bring us to the troll, who is in the Golden Fields. He says,
This is hard. You not fight fair.
And he's going to attempt to approach the table. Can he do that?
Sure, let's go with that.
Then he is going to walk up to the table. Are you at the table?
Yes.
Then he is going to... Is there food on the table?
There are 2 covered dishes.
Can he smell food?
Sure, let's go with that.
Then he is going to attempt to, knock the covers off of the dishes.
And there's a nice classical nomad dish underneath.
Then he just picks it up, just like palms it, and just makes a mess out of the whole thing. He just picks up as much in his massive hand as he can and goes to shove it in his mouth.
before realizing that it's not, there's something off about it. It's not the same. He looks frustrated. But that'll be his turn. Min, it is your turn.
Right, Min will come over to the other side of the table and say, no. I am unfortunately going to need to implement a bit of negative reinforcement. And it's been a while since I've done this, and I'm trying to remember, because I should have updated my sheet, because it's still at level 9. But yes, she is going to... She's going to make him make another will save. Same DC.
Okay, that is only a total of 10.
Unfortunately. That is not quite enough. She's going to spend 4 manifestation points to generate 8d8 points of psychic damage. And she says, and she's just going to lean forward and just point a finger in his face and just say, no. And as she does, there's a pain in his mind as he takes 47 points of psychic damage.
And he recoils back from that. It's almost like the 1-inch punch sort of a thing. It's just like you boop his nose and he stumbles backwards and gripping his head before falling flat. And he is dead. As you just literally like melted his mind.
And Min just looks disappointed, says, perhaps the next one won't be mind blown by my amazingness. As she drops the mindscape. Or I guess it just drops on its own since it's a binary mindscape.
Okay. That brings us to Ruka. Ruka, go ahead and make another percentile roll.
65. She stabs herself again.
Yep. And Philia, you watch now as you see Ruka ball up her fist again and just punch herself again.
For 12 points of damage.
Yep. Hey, you're 9 rounds in. All right.
She's still up.
Is she looking bruised or bloody yet?
It depends on which scale you're going on, before or after the negative levels. Before, yes.
Okay. What do you mean by before? And counting that the negative levels took away her hit points.
It changes max HP.
Yes. So
the armor the armor looks pretty cracked. Herself looks somewhat bruised, but not bloody yet.
Gotcha. Okay. That brings us to Philia. I tell you what, I will say at this point, because it just doesn't make sense for Dr. Ditto to not be doing anything, and I don't want him to have had no part in this. At this point, he kind of comes down as the two of you, Min and Philia, are kind of showing up on the scene, and he speaks out to you, although he's still invisible, and says, I've been
watching this, and I think she's under some kind of a compulsion or something. That's either that or she's having a seizure. It could be either one of those. But I don't think she's going to stop anytime soon. And she's could be dangerous to others.
Can you do something about that, Doctor?
I'm not sure that I can do anything about it right now. If I had access to a lab...
Would it be okay if I tried to help her? At least restrain her?
If she could be restrained, then I think we could do something about it. But if she continues like this, who knows what'll happen?
Alright. And in that case, Min is going
to... Well, it is Philia's turn next, then it'll be Min after that.
Apologize.
It was the doctor's turn again, and essentially he's been there and he's been watching and trying to analyze what's going on with her, because he's not a mage or a caster, he's an alchemist, but he's pretty well figured out that this has got to be some kind of a compulsion. So, but Philia, you are up.
Philia's gonna kind of follow Min's lead, so she's, I guess, gonna hold her action and figure out if the best idea is trying to grab her or what.
Okay, then Min, you are next.
Question, and I will let you decide if this is possible or not. Min is thinking of using her Traveler's Any tool to try and make a straitjacket. Is that something that would be possible?
Essentially, you could use it like a rope to restrain her. So if you grappled her and then pinned, and you could tie her up. And you could use it that way, yes.
Okay. Min actually will just use her normal rope because she's afraid of her Traveler's Any tool breaking. So yes, she's going to go over to Ruka and attempt to restrain her.
Okay, okay. Make your CMB.
I don't know if that can be done.
So, Philia, since you're waiting to take your lead from Min, I would say you could use a move action to move opposite, which would give Min flanking, which should, I think, give a +2. I think flanking would still apply.
Try to grab her, too. We're both trying to grab her.
Well, you can only hold one action, but you could move, and that's essentially giving an aid another to Min. You're giving that +2 bonus.
Again, gonna attempt to burn out a lumen. Ah, 34 against CMD.
Eyes go to the attacker. So yes.
Right.
Okay. So that's a grapple. Next round, you can attempt to pin and tie her up.
So the fun question here is a CMB check considered an attack?
Yes, it is.
Lovely.
Alright, Ruka, it's your turn. You are grappled by Min.
But you can still take it, if not pinned, you can still take attacks with no penalties, right?
Correct.
So, per rules as written, she takes a full round of attacks.
Go for it.
Which I didn't roll out, so here we go. Crit fail, a 21.
Miss.
A 29, 26.
Ties go to the attacker.
And a significantly less than that, so one hit.
Okay.
Six plus seven is 13, plus six fire, 19. So depending on how that gets split.
For now, we'll continue to split it the way we were doing it before. So nothing's going to change.
So I don't think Ruka can damage Min with that.
I'm not sure what your strength score is, but I don't think so.
So that was max damage currently.
Okay. to be okay. And she's like, no, you're going to keep your arms down.
Okay, that brings us then to Dr. Ditto and Philia. Philia, is there anything you would like to do?
Probably ask Dr. Ditto for a heal.
And he will do that. Let me just look up real quick what the healing for an alchemist of his level would get. Okay. He heals you for 29 points of damage, taking out a small object, looks almost like a grenade or a bomb or something like that, and he rips open the top and it begins to smoke and fizz, and as he tosses it down at your feet, there's just kind of this explosion of gas and vapor, but as it comes up you can smell that it smells like there's some essential oils and there's some mint and there's some lavender that's in it, and it is a healing bomb. It does 29 points of healing.
To Rika?
It would have splash damage. Splash healing. So Rika would get half healed. So that would be 14 points of healing to Rika.
And Min too?
Not to Min.
Min cannot be healed.
So Ruka's skin looks almost completely knitted after that.
Alright, very good. Okay, that brings us then to Min, you're back up.
Okay, she is going to attempt to pin. Does she still get the flanking?
Yes, you do.
Ties go to the attacker.
All right. She puts her arms behind him. Says, all right, we're going to just let you lie here, take a rest until things get better. She is, just starting to tire up like a hog.
Okay.
And I guess at this point, none of the confusion effects would allow for attempting to escape. So does that end initiative?
It's a good question. Technically, on a 1 to 25, you can act normally.
Well,
if you attack the nearest creature, I think I would count that as trying to break free.
Okay.
So
Ruka's up next, make the roll.
Yep.
Round 11. 60. She tries to damage herself.
Okay, you are pinned, however, and as you are trying to, like, you try to lift your arm up and you can't, so then you, like, try to pull your head down towards your arm, and then you start, well?
The character who can't carry out the indicated action does nothing but babble.
Yeah, this is like the rest of you. You see her, she like tries to hit her head backwards against the ground a little bit, babbling incoherently.
Still an abyssal.
All right, Philia. Dr. Ditto seems to just be standing by, not really sure what to do. Of course, he's invisible, so you wouldn't see that. Philia, what do you want to do?
I'm gonna go heal my horse.
Oh, right. I'll go do that.
Okay, Min, you have Ruka tied up, so do you have anything specific to do, or we'll just go ahead and work through these last few rounds?
Min is just gonna check to make sure that Ruka stays okay. Is Ruka still looking pretty bad?
She still looks crazy.
Okay, yeah, she's gonna stay with her and just speak calming words to her and just basically run her hand through her hair just saying, it's alright, it's okay, and she's gonna start singing a lullaby in Bashani.
Okay. Alright, Ruka, go ahead and we're just gonna bounce through the next 5 rounds is all that's left, so go ahead and give me 5 rolls.
So a 13, for the first time since this started, she has her wits about her for 6 seconds.
Okay, what do you want to do with that 6 seconds?
Her eyes unfog for a second, and she sees herself tied up. What's going on?
Ruka, are you back? Are you okay? You were hurting yourself.
And with that, it slips. Go ahead and roll again.
Next one is a 24, so she actually stays.
Okay, you stay.
My mind is fuzzy. I don't remember what happened.
Well,
does she have any of her weapons or anything?
Ruka? She's kind of literally wearing weapons.
She is a weapon.
Yes.
Disarmed?
Well, we'd literally need to remove her arms to disarm her.
And her legs.
Power down? I don't know.
You would have to find a way to get hiking off of her.
So, if she has her wits about her, could she dismiss the fusion?
Can she do an action if she has her wits?
She acts normally, and it's a supernatural sort of a class ability or something like that. Yeah, you could dismiss it.
When Min said she was hurting herself, she shakes her head. And I don't know what's going on, but there's a shimmer around her as the armor disappears, and in relatively bad shape, Hyken appears on the ground next to her.
All right, and with that, please note, the armor having left, the ropes are now loose. Go ahead and make another roll.
Although I need, if I recall the notes on the synthesis correctly, mental conditions remain with the summoner, physical conditions remain with the Eidolon. So Hyken is not affected by the confusion.
Correct. But what I'm also saying is that with Hyken now removed, you are not considered tied up.
Right. So 57. She tries to damage herself.
Okay, punch yourself.
Which, as a monk, she can still do. Four plus her strength goes significantly down, though.
Is it enough to minus the damage?
No. And she's wearing hand wraps that with the agile thing too, so
that's on you.
Yeah, that does 5 points of damage.
Okay, take the damage. Min, you were having a conversation. It looked like Ruka was coming out of it. Hyken appeared next to her. Things were calm, and then she just punched herself in the face again.
Yeah, Min's going to say, oh, no, none of that. And she is going to work to tighten the buttons.
Okay, so go ahead and make a CMB to essentially re-pin her.
I'm going to try to help with that, if possible.
Yeah, you can give a +2 for aid.
Uh, 28.
pinned, and you begin to tighten the ropes back up. But she is pinned. All right, Ruka, go ahead and roll again.
Tyken will look over and shake his head a little bit. Glad you have this under control. It seems withstanding mental attacks is not her forte.
And as she's just continuing to hold Ruka down as she's thrashing, just seems to nod and says, "We'll have to try to do something about that."
22, she acts normally. She comes back to herself with, there's a little bit of a scared look in her eyes now. Still not gone, is it?
Not quite. How are you feeling? And how does Ruka look?
She is... There's a bruise where she hit herself, but she's not bleeding.
Okay, the next round, Min is going to heal Ruka.
Okay, go ahead and heal her.
And she's going to use a second level spell slot for Cure Moderate Wounds.
She's only down 6 hit points, but...
Too late, she's already done it. And she doesn't really use her second level spell slots that often.
Alright, Ruka, go ahead and roll one more time.
Yeah, you come back up to full. Her base... heal you, even if you roll a 1.
76. So, per GM note, she tries to break the grapple?
Yep.
Which is a CMB?
Correct.
Against the ropes, it would be 20 plus the person who tied CMB. So it's 36.
She had a fairly decent roll, but not that good. That is a 29.
That was a good roll. So you struggle violently against the ropes, gritting your teeth and bellowing out as you try to break free this last spurt of rage before you slow and your mind clears and you look back up. That's right. Min was here. What happened? And the confusion has abated.
Her form relaxes and she slumps to the ground. I think it's gone, but I don't know.
Let's just carry you for a little bit. Wait a minute or two, and then see how things go. Min comes and looks into Ruka's eyes as she is actually going to cast. Pretty sure she has detect magic. She does indeed detect magic, and she's just going to look into her eyes to say, "Are you alright?" as she is scanning for any compulsion spells.
Alright, with detect magic, you see nothing. There is the aura, the faint fingerprints of the enchantment that was there, but it is not there now.
Right. It looks like you're good.
You pick up a, I think it would be a moderate conjuration creation.
Min is curious, but doesn't ask. Probably ask later. And she'll say, "All right," and she starts untying you.
She would have seen it like every day, if she ever used the tech magic.
Fair. She's going to assume it's like mage armor or something.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to untie Ruka and say, "All right, this is not the way we wish to spend our time on the road, but we should see what we can find off of these people."
She looks up at Min and at the others with kind of a demure mood. "I'm sorry, this... every time we fight, this happens."
And says, just leans down, places her shoulder on Ruka's... her hand on Ruka's shoulder and says, "I was possessed for months. You're okay."
to resist that.
And we can work on it. But you can't expect yourself to be perfect. Things happen. I'm just thankful that we were able to keep you.
I'm just thankful that both of you were still alive when I got up here. And that I was still alive to get up here.
Yeah, where did those trolls go? I saw three go down, and you came back up, and that was that. Did you kill three on your own?
Those arrows that you gave me came in handy.
Edmund just smiles and says, I am going to see if I can prepare six more tonight for you in that case.
You originally gave me six, right?
I think I did.
I think I used three of them.
Butman will say, but please, let's come and check these bodies. And she will keep Detect Magic up. She will continue to hold Heightened Awareness. She will also cast True Skill for Perception.
Alright, as you look over the bodies of the trolls, you do not find very much that's worthwhile on the six just sort of henchmen. However, on the matron, you do find quite a few things of use. You find a bag, which at first just you would think that it's maybe a component pouch. Then it appears to be maybe an empty component pouch. It just has dust in it. But as you look at it through the eyes of Detect Magic, you can tell it is magical, and it is dust of disappearance. Then you also find that she is wearing bracers of armor, and she is wearing a cloak of resistance, as well as a headband of vast intelligence. Mostly on her, but including probably about 50 gold on the other six combined, you find a total of 500 gold.
Min will collect this, but she will look at the headband. She has wanted a new upgraded headband for a while now. And she'll say, is it all right if I take the headband and nothing else?
I don't want it.
And the doctor just says, well, I mean, you earned it. If you want to take it, that makes sense to me.
And Min will nod and will offer her old headband to Dr. Ditto if he does not already have one.
And he will look at it and think about it momentarily, and I will let Celtic decide what his response is in chat, but I'm pretty sure he would take it.
Can you wear a headband and a mask?
Yes, you can.
Nice. And he'll probably do that.
Yes, probably. And it would be great for him to have. So I'm just going to go ahead and say I think that you guys can probably split up the loot in Hangouts. I know 91 was mentioning that he's got to go soon. We don't have Celtic here, and so I will put this list into Hangouts. But we're going to go ahead and close off here with the idea that having finished the fight, you guys probably will be going on your way. But when we return, it's just a short teleportation trip to bring Barkus back in with the group. And we'll move on with arriving at Nurlok the next time that we play.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This was amazing.
Fantastic.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed the combat.